let Ukrainian bedrooms work to the full to defend our freedom. When Russia cannot reach our cities but its artillery, it tries to destroy them with missile attacks. More than that, Russia found an ally in this genocidal Polish Iran. Iranian deadly drones sent to Russia in hundreds became a threat to our critical infrastructure. That is how one terrorist has found the other. It is just a matter of time when they will strike against your other allies. If we do not stop them now, we must do it. I believe there are nukes between us in our alliance. Ukraine never asked the American soldiers to fight on our land instead of us. I assure you that Ukrainian soldiers can properly operate American tanks and planes themselves. Financial assistance is also critically important, and I would like to thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for both financial taxes you have already provided us with and the ones you may be willing to decide on. Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way. Russia could stop its aggression, really, if it wanted to, but you can speed up our victory. I know it. And it will prove to any potential aggressor that no one can succeed in breaking national borders, no one committing atrocities and raiding our people against their will. It would be naive to wait for steps towards peace from Russia, which includes being a terrorist state. Russians are still poisoned by the Kremlin. The restoration of international legal order is our joint task. We need peace. Yes, Ukraine has already offered proposals, which I just discussed with President Biden, our peace formula, 10 points which should and must be implemented for our joint security guaranteed for decades ahead. And the summit, which can be held, I'm glad to stress that President Biden supported our peace initiative today. Each of you, ladies and gentlemen, have assisted in the implementation to ensure that America's leadership remains solid. My camera and my partnership. Thank you. You can strengthen sanctions to make Russia feel how ruinous its aggression truly is. It is in your power, really, to help us bring to justice everyone who started this unprovoked and criminal war. Let's do it. Let terrorists stay be held responsible for each terror and aggression and compensate all losses done by this war. Let the world see that the United States are here. Ladies and gentlemen, Americans, in 2 days, we will celebrate
Christmas.
Like the not because it's more romantic, but because there will not be, will be no electricity. Millions won't have neither heating nor running water. All of this will be the result of Russian missile and drone attacks on our energy infrastructure. But we do not complain. We do not judge and compare whose life is easier. Your well-being is the product of your national security, the result of your struggle for independence and your many victories. We, Ukrainians, will also go through our war of independence and freedom with dignity and success. We'll celebrate Christmas, and even if there is no electricity, the life of our faith in ourselves will not be mortality. If Russian missiles attack us, we'll do our best to protect ourselves. If they attack us with Iranian drones and our people will have to go to home shelters on Christmas Eve, Ukrainians will still sit down at the quality table and cheer up each other. And we don't have to know everyone's wish, as we know that all of us, millions of Ukrainians, wish the shape of victory. Only victory. We already built strong Ukraine with strong people, strong army, strong institutions together with Europe. We developed strong security guarantees for our country and for entire Europe and the world together with you. And also together with you, we'll put in place everyone who will fight freedom. Put in. This will be the basis to protect democracy in Europe and the world over. Now, special Christmas time, I want to thank you, all of you. I thank every American family which cherishes the warmth of its home and wishes the same warmth to other people. I thank President Biden and both parties and the Senate and the House for your invaluable assistance. I thank your cities and your citizens who supported Ukraine this year, who fought our Ukrainians, our people, who waved our national flags, who acted to help us. Thank you all from everyone who is now at the front line, from everyone who is evading victory. Standing here today, I recall the words of the President Trump, the Lama Room, which is, I think, so good for this moment. The American people, their righteous mind will win through to absolute victory. The Ukrainian people will win to absolute. I know that everything depends on us, on the Ukrainian armed forces, yet so much depends on the world so much in the world depends on you. When I was in Baltimore yesterday, our heroes gave me the flag. The flag of those who defend Ukraine, Europe, and the world at the cost of their lives. They asked me to bring this flag to you, to the U.S. Congress, to members of the House of Representatives and Senators whose decisions can shape millions of people. So let these decisions be taken. Let this flag stay with you, ladies and gentlemen. This flag is a symbol of our victory in this war. We stand, we fight, and we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world.
Just one thing, if I can, the last thing, thank you so much. May God protect our brave troops and citizens. May God forever bless the United States of America. Merry Christmas and happy victorious New Year. Slava.
Today, in honor of the president's visit.
And inspiring speech from the president of Ukraine, a very rare moment for a world leader to speak to a joint meeting of Congress. You see members of the House, members of the Senate. Hold on, we're going to listen to Speaker Pelosi.